The 200th anniversary of the independence of the United States, the National Academy of Sciences a few weeks ago had a special meeting on the future of science, and I had to give the first talk there on the future of physics. And in trying to find a single phrase, a single idea that would summarize more clearly than anything else the future of physics as I see it, I found nothing better than to compare physics with life, which evolves in many different directions to fill, as our friends in the world of biology call it, every ecological niche. Some people work on solid state, and some people work in a conservative way, and some people focus on applying physics to medicine. I have, in fact, a copy of the talk here, if it's of any interest to you. But my feeling is that there are as much room for different kinds of physics as there's room for different kinds of people.
Yeah.
Everybody has a contribution to make.
Well, to go to the last question, which I dare to ask, because I simply stating I like your beautiful pictures to explain the ideas.
Thank you.
And I also like your poetic language, if you want to be poetic and not mathematical, just. So I just wondered what's your opinion on the relation of art in general and of science. I remember reading an essay by Richard Feynman, actually your former student, that at least artists should be more interested in science because, say, the view at the waves, at the seashore, it's much deeper if one knows hydrodynamics and molecular physics and still has sort of deep poetical soul in itself. What do you think, as compared to human activities, and then on possible future interactions of these two of most creative human activities?
It's a deep question you ask, and an interesting question. And I remember so well the words of one artist who was kind enough to give me art lessons in Paris in 1949. I went twice a week to him for drawing. And he told me how he had got his education at the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris. And he said that his fellow students there were so well trained in observing things carefully, accurately, and get the truth, that they understood him better than his own father and mother understood him. And this was a great impression on me, this concern for the accuracy and the truth. But to me also, it was very interesting that the idea that in art you're trying to distill out of a situation some central thing and to find out what that central thing really is and capture it in its naked essence. Free of all complications. And that, to me, is what is so impressive in science. We're trying to do all the time also, capturing the naked essence of the situation in its very simplest terms. So to me, there's a very great similarity between the two in this search for a truth and this search for the absolutely central point. But certainly there's also a difference. A work of art only really comes alive if it produces some resonance in the hearts of the people that look at it. Something may be a wonderful work of art, but if the people are the wrong people that look at it, then it has no effect. It's tied, therefore, to the human heart in a way much closer than science is. It's true that science is a human activity, and it is a collaborative activity, and it is true that if someone does a piece of work and nobody pays any attention to it, then it has no effect. But in the case of science, you can say that there's a kind of democracy about it. A proof, the steps in a proof, is something that everybody is democratically, anybody qualified is democratically open to check by himself. Or an experiment is democratically open to anybody to check for himself if he knows how to do experiments. Mm-hmm. In the case of art, well, I suppose one would say there too it's democratically open to anybody to resonate to it, but it does not have the same compulsion about it. In the case of the proof, there is the proof. Or in the case of the experiment, there is the experiment. You either come out yes or no at the end of it. But with the case of a work of art, it's not yes or no, it's resonance.
Yeah. Yes. If I may use the tape is not still at the end, and perhaps ask you a question which I don't know whether it will be possible to publish it, and it's what do you feel about the relations of philosophy and science now? I spent a few months at Caltech, which seems to me to be a very pragmatic school, and actually with everybody with whom I would imagine I would speak, so they would say that really there is no real impact of philosophy. I mean, it may be sort of more, say, psychoanalysis or something which goes back from philosophy to the other corner than to the science, which may be influential, but